In Genesis 1, we see humanity created in the image of God. In Genesis 2, we see the human person formed as a living soul. Genesis 2:7 says, Yahweh God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Webb, this verse is foundational for the organic human understanding of spiritual growth. God formed the human from the dust of the ground. That means the body is not a mistake. The body is not a prison. The body is not a lower part of the person that spiritual growth must escape. Then God breathed into the human the breath of life. The human is God-breathed, God-facing, and spiritually alive before the Lord. And then Scripture says the human became a living soul. Notice what it does not say. It does not say the human received a soul as a separate thing trapped inside a body. It says the human became a living soul. The biblical picture is integrated. The human being is spiritual and physical together. The soul is the living person before God. This matters deeply for spiritual growth. If we think spiritual growth means ignoring the body, we will miss God's design. If we think spiritual growth is only about feelings, we will miss obedience. If we think spiritual growth is only about information, we will miss worship. If we think spiritual growth is only about religious activity, we will miss work, relationships, rest, habits, and calling. Genesis 2 gives us a fuller picture. God placed the man in the garden. He gave him work. He gave him permission. He gave him a boundary. He gave him relationship. The garden was not an escape from real life. The garden was real life as God designed it. There was communion with God. There was meaningful labor. There was bodily life. There was food. There was beauty. There was moral responsibility. There was human relationship. There was holy boundary. This is creational design. Spiritual growth means learning to live as a whole person before God again. It means bringing your spiritual nature and your physical nature into surrendered alignment with the Lord. You are not a divided creature. You are not a ghost in a machine. You are a living soul, and in Christ, God is restoring the whole person.